Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in the world. I have the honor to have Bojan Krasnov here with me today for Conversations in the Cloud. This is Jake Smith, Director of Technologies and Solutions at Intel. Bojan, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, about what made you want to found StorPool, and what you're up to nowadays?
Thank you for having me. My background in IT, I'm mostly an infrastructure person. I've done lots of interesting and different things in IT infrastructures, from ISPs through hosting companies, data centers, and now doing an infrastructure product, which is this software-defined storage system. We started StorPool end of 2011. At that time, we had a previous company, not really a startup, but a small company, trying to do high-performance packet processing, something that later became known as software-defined networking. We went out in the market and we tried to sell that product based on our technology to service providers, and it was maybe too early for that technology to come to market. And every single service provider we spoke to told us the thing that was currently on their agenda was they wanted to build a cloud service, like an infrastructure as a service cloud, and they couldn't solve the storage challenges around that new services that they were building. And we thought, you know, we are bright guys. We think we can solve any IT problem in the world. And how different could storage be from networking, right? So we went kind of blank sheet of paper. How do we do storage in 2011? And we came up with an architecture, which is like a scale-out storage system, high performance, hyper-converged. It needs to be extremely efficient and very fast. And a lot of these terms like hyper-convergence or scale-out storage system, et cetera, they weren't kind of established terms at that time. For some of the ideas in the architecture, we didn't have an established word to name them, right? And later, the market matured a bit, and things like software-defined data centers, software-defined storage became kind of established terms for what we do.
Well, that's very exciting, Bojan. I know how difficult it is to take a team all the way through the process. Tell us a little bit of how your solution benefits end users and customers, and what are you guys able to deliver that maybe your competition or other companies aren't?
Most of our customers today are service providers of one sort or another. So cloud service providers, hosting companies, and MSPs, managed service providers. We have a storage system which is very well suited for their use cases, for their needs. So we focus more on the kind of low latency, high performance end of the spectrum. If you're hosting thousands of virtual machines, lots of IOPS and microseconds of latency is something that you definitely need. And a lot of the software-defined or appliance storage solutions on the market can't deliver the same level of performance. Then it's a software-defined product, meaning we're not trying to sell you a server. So it's software-defined, it's fast. Our product is very operationally compliant in terms of a lot of things they need to do in operations, in terms of maintenance without downtime, upgrades without downtime, etc., etc. Our product is very good at, so we do things like in-service upgrade. And also, we help a lot with exceptional level of support. Our aim is that all storage systems we deliver, all storage systems in production, work well in the environment of the user with the workload of the specific customer.
That's excellent. So how does StorPool take advantage of Intel products? I know you guys build intelligent block storage software, but you've targeted a couple of platforms and Intel has a couple of products. So talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Almost all of our customers use standard x86 servers, Xeon E3, Xeon E5, and all the Intel platform around that. It's the de facto standard in this industry. And we focus more on the higher end performance of the spectrum. We use Intel SSDs in a lot of our deployments. Today, about half of our deployed capacity is in all-flash systems. And these all-flash systems, a lot of them use Intel SATA SSDs today. We're just starting to see new deployments coming out with NVMe SSDs. And again, these are usually what happens is it's an all-flash system with NVMe SSDs, and these are kind of low endurance, one drive write per day SSDs, like the 3520, I think, is one of the models. Then on top of that, there are more specialized products that our software can use to accelerate write operations. So these would be NVMe devices with very low latency. And again, the de facto standard for these are Intel products like the P3700, which is like a flash SSD, non-flash SSD. And we are excited to see new products coming up, which are even faster, which can commit write operations in a fraction of the time that the fastest flash SSDs can do today, right? Which is like the 3DX point products, the Optane products.
Yeah, the Intel ColdStream P4800X.
Yep.
I've been an outspoken advocate of a latency-free architecture, but you're building something that's unique here, Boyan. And talk about latency-driven storage and what you're building into StorePool's product line.
A lot of marketing and a lot of talking goes on how many IOPS can a certain system do. And from our experience, from looking at customer workloads, from looking at application performance, the IOPS number, the hero number that your storage system vendor advertises, has absolutely nothing to do with the application performance you're going to get. So the storage performance metric that we found is a lot closer, a lot more related to application performance you're going to get is latency of storage operations. There is this business application. It runs on top of a database. The database, the application issues a transaction in the database, and the database needs to commit that transaction before confirming, right? The time it takes for that database to complete its work is what matters for application performance. What matters for how fast is the user going to get the result back. And if you design for lower latency, you can achieve latency levels which are a fraction of what a system that's not designed for lower latency can do. So a StorePool system under load with SATA SSDs, with standard Ethernet, nothing like really the commodity of the commodity hardware out there, can do 200 microseconds under load, which for a shared storage system is kind of amazing numbers, right? Similar level as what you can get on a local SSD. With a system like ours, the distinction between a local SSD and an all-flash shared storage system becomes like there is no performance difference, or you're getting even higher performance on the shared system in some ways. So I think this is poorly understood, that a lot of people focus on what we call hero numbers, which is totally missing the point of trying to buy a storage system that would deliver better results for your users, for your applications.
Boyan, well, thank you very much for joining us for Conversations in the Cloud. StorePool is got a not only a great founder and a good leader and delivering great value to our customers, but I think a good vision for what's next. I want to thank Boyan Krosnoff for joining us. To find out more about StorePool, go to www.storepool.com. This is Jake Smith for Conversations in the Cloud. Thank you, Boyan. Have a great day. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever part of the world you're in today.